Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The National Transportation Safety Board is joining the investigation into a fiery crash on Interstate 5 in Northern California that left 10 people dead yesterday. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports a tractor-trailer crossed the median of I-5 and slammed into a charter bus north of Sacramento.
The bus was taking high school seniors from the Los Angeles area to Northern California. All had been accepted to Humboldt State University, and the 12-hour trip was supposed to give them a peek at the campus. But near Oakland on Interstate 5, a large Federal Express delivery trailer crossed the median and crashed into the bus. As flames engulfed the front of both vehicles, panicked students streamed out of the bus's emergency door and windows. It's known that the drivers of both vehicles perished, although no names have yet been released, as officials continue to verify identities of the dead. Injured survivors were taken to area hospitals. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
President Obama has named a successor to replace his Health and Human Services Director, Kathleen Sebelius. Obama has nominated his budget director, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, for the position. Speaking at the White House today, Sebelius said she was proud of her accomplishments in launching the president's Affordable Care Act.
This is the most meaningful work I've ever been a part of. In fact, it's been the cause of my life. And I knew it wouldn't be easy. There's a reason that no earlier president was successful in passing health reform, despite decades of attempts.
Sebelius was harshly criticized by opponents of Obama's health care plan. Her resignation comes more than a week after the close of signups for insurance coverage on the law. The president will travel to New York later today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports he'll speak to a gathering of Al Sharpton's National Action Network, where he's expected to highlight the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act.
Even as he praised Lyndon Johnson for passing the landmark legislation, Obama said Johnson understood civil rights requires more than just a lifting of Jim Crow laws. He said it also requires decent jobs, decent wages, and health care.
Now, some of this sounds familiar. It's because today we remain locked in the same great debate about equality and opportunity and the role of government in ensuring each.
The president is likely to revisit those ideas and also touch on voting rights, which Johnson championed. Part of the Voting Rights Act was struck down last year by the Supreme Court, despite the administration's objections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 85 points at 16,084. The Nasdaq was down 17. This is NPR News in Washington. A man accused of leaving the scene of a deadly crash at a Florida daycare center will remain behind bars. Officials say Alex Chorcato drove an SUV that crashed into another vehicle, sending it spinning into the KinderCare building in Orlando Wednesday. Circuit Court Judge Jerry Brewer says Chorcato will remain in custody without bond to give prosecutors the time to file a motion to keep him in jail until his trial.
This case will be reheard Monday. In the meantime, I will order that Mr. Chorcato continue to be held without the ability to post a bond, pending the filing of and the hearing on the motion for pretrial detention.
A young girl was killed and 14 others were injured in the crash. Chorcato surrendered to authorities yesterday. The forcible eviction of a community of squatters in Rio de Janeiro has prompted clashes with police. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports several people have been injured in the confrontations.
Over 6,000 people took over an abandoned area of buildings and a parking lot owned by a telecom company in Rio in late March. A formal eviction order was acted on by police overnight using helicopters and shock troops to remove the people from the premises. Among those injured was one six-month-old baby. The squatters are mainly poor and black, and they say they have nowhere else to go. The occupation of empty buildings in areas in both Rio and São Paulo has gained speed in recent months, as many people say there is no affordable housing in these cities, which are among the most expensive in the world. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points, the Nasdaq down 17. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Delta Airlines, with personal on-demand entertainment at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour, and at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We're going to start off this hour with music from Eddie Taylor. He was a fine guitarist and vocalist. He's basically best remembered as the guitarist behind a lot of Jimmy Reed's biggest hits. He and Jimmy Reed were friends in Mississippi and later on in Chicago. From 1972, here is the late Eddie Taylor with one of his best-known pieces, I Feel So Bad.
Well, I feel so bad.
Keeping your lips on mine.
Don't let go, don't let go.
side of the hill.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Love is a dragging him through the mill.
Don't let go, don't let go.
If it wasn't for having you,
don't let go, don't let go.
I'd be a barking and a howling too.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Is killing me.
Martians.
Yeah, yeah. I won't stop for a minion, but I said,
I love you so.
Will hold me tight and
don't let go.
Soaking wet.
Don't let go, don't let go.
One thing, baby, I'll never stand.
Don't let go,
no, no,
don't
way.
Let go.
Your lips kissing another man.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Ooh, yeah, this feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, hey, I won't stop for a million, but I said it. Well, now hold me tight and
don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight, baby.
Don't let go.
Can you squeeze me, baby?
Don't let go.
Can you tease me, baby?
Don't let go.
Hold me tight, baby.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight, baby.
Don't let go.
Can you squeeze me, baby?
Don't let go.
Take it easy, baby.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hey, hold me tight.
Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go.
Come on, baby.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight, baby.
Don't let go.
Hey,
don't let go.
Joe Louis Walker from his latest disc on Alligator Records, Hornet's Nest is the name of the disc. That, of course, was a tune called Don't Let Go. Before hearing Joe Louis Walker, we heard Eddie Taylor, who opened up this hour of the Blues Box for us on this Friday afternoon. We heard Eddie Taylor doing his classic I Feel So Bad. Eddie Taylor, again, was the guitarist behind Jimmy Reed, and it said he taught Jimmy Reed how to play guitar. Taylor also has some musical children. He has a son by the name of Eddie Taylor Jr. that plays Chicago blues, and his daughter, Demetria Taylor, is also a blues vocalist. She has a disc out called Bad Girl. It's out on Delmark Records, and among the people supporting her on this disc is her brother, Eddie Taylor Jr., and also Billy Branch on blues harp. Here's Demetria Taylor with a cover of Big Boss Man.
We'll be right back. treat me right. I work hard all day and rest easy at night, big boss man. Don't you hate me when I call? Oh, yes, you do. If you ain't so big, no, you just saw and that's all.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
What to do? I don't want to know a woman telling me what to do. Yes, I'm grown now, darling, just as grown as you. I don't want no woman telling me this and that. Oh, I don't want to know a woman telling me this and that. Well, it makes me mad, darling, and I don't go for that. Now you drink your whiskey and I'll drink my wine. You tend to your business and I'll tend to mine. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, 'cause I don't want no wife.
cross your means, I bet I won't deny. Before I let you boss me, I'll lay down and die. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, cause I don't want no wife. Boss your men, I bet I won't deny. Before I let you boss me, I'll lay down and die. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, cause I don't want no wife. Oh, I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, cause I don't want no wife. Oh, yeah.
The late, great Magic Sam. Magic Sam with I Don't Want No Woman, one of the architects of the West Side sound of Chicago blues from the 1950s, much more aggressive guitar playing than the South Side deltified blues, on a lot more dealing a lot more with contemporary and urban sensibilities of the time. Magic Sam. Before hearing Magic Sam, we heard Demetria Taylor, also of Chicago, from her disc Bad Girl. She did a cover of the old Jimmy Reed tune, Big Boss Man. Music next. We're going to go from Chicago to Austin, Texas, back in the early 90s. Listen to a couple of recordings coming out of that fine city. First, Carrie Lee and the Blue Devils. She was originally from Oklahoma. She and her guitar-playing husband moved to Austin. She was a journalist, or is a journalist. Nobody really seems to know what happened to her. She had a couple of really good discs out while working in the Austin area. Here she is from one of them, the disc No Beginner, Carrie Lee with a piece called Locomotive Blues.
Hey. One, two, one, two, three. Tiger Man, King of the Jungle, call me the Tiger Man. When you cross my path, you got your whole life in your hand. Well, I get up in the mountain and call my bearcat back. Get up on the mountain and I call my bearcat back. Bearcat come running and a hound dog still way back. You know the night starts to fall in, that's the time I prowl around. The night starts to fall in, that's the time I prowl around. Well, I ate your hound dog and run your bearcat out of town. Tiger Man, King of the Jungle, call me the Tiger Man. When you cross my path, you got your whole life in your hand.
Kim Wilson on blues, harp, and vocals, the title track to his disc Tiger Man that came out on Sony Records, on Antone Records back in 1993. And before hearing Kim, we heard Carrie Lee, also recorded in 1993 in Austin, Texas. Carrie Lee and the Blue Devils with a number from her disc No Beginner, a piece called Locomotive Blues. And some of you out there are probably thinking, well, you know, I've heard that melody before. I've heard it on a number of different blues tunes. In fact, is not that melody the one that was first recorded by Hambone Willie Newbern in Atlanta, Georgia, back in March of 1929? And the tune was Rollin' Tumble Blues? Well, yes, you would be correct. We're going to go back to that Atlanta recording. Here is Hambone Willie Newbern.
And I rolled and I tumbled and I cried the whole night long. I rolled and I tumbled and I cried the whole night long. And I rolled this morning, mama, and I didn't know right from wrong. Mm-hmm. never wake up and find your door roll up gone. You ever wake up and find your door roll up gone. And you wring your hands, you cry the whole day long. And I told my woman, Lord, before I left the town. And I told my woman just before I left the town. Don't she let nobody tear a bell house down. Sweet mama, your trouble gonna come someday.
Can you signify you're breaking her down? Kind mom just pising you, sick and tired the way you do. Sprinkle goo with dust around your bed. In the morning, find your own self dead. Getting filled just shaking that thing. I know a sister called Miss Lou. Shucks, so she had a German flu. Another sister by the call, Miss Spoon. Chuck, so you couldn't stay in the room. Getting filled, just shaking that thing. Say, Mama cooked some cabbie, didn't have no meat. And she sold them on 35th Street. Old folk, run and get your glass. Getting the juice from your two black bags. Mama killed a chicken and she thought he was a duck. I'm on the table with his heel cocked up. Old folk, run and get your glass. Get the juice from a two black bear. Shake a shoulder, shake a wig, and knee, getting filled, just shaking that thing. Clap hand, here come Nelson. Clap hand, here come Nelson. Clap hand, here come Nelson now. Here come Nelson now. Too tight, just won't. Too tight, just won't. Too tight, just won't right now.
For from 1929. That was Romeo Nelson, one of the early boogie-woogie pianists. Romeo Nelson with a four-to-the-bar boogie, getting dirty, just shaking that thing. And he was preceded by Hambone Willie Newburn. We heard Hambone Willie Newburn from the same year, 1929. Newburn from Tennessee, from the Brownsville area. He and people like Yank Rachel and Hammy Nixon and later Sleepy John Estes were part of a very interesting, intense blues scene from that particular area. Hambone Willie Newburn, though, only recorded about half a dozen tunes. He was reported to be not a very nice fellow, which ended up leading him to spend time in prison, and there he was, according to the stories, brutally beaten to death. So unfortunate for him, but he did leave a legacy of blues recordings. Speaking of which, how about Mississippi John Hurt? We're going to go back to the late 1920s, and one of his first recordings, he recorded something like 13 sides within a two-year period, only I think it was only seven of which were released at the time. He was, of course, rediscovered in 1963. Here, though, from the 1920s, Mississippi John Hurt.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody knows. He paid $100 for out one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done it wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon. Gonna be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied Albert in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You're my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him three or four times. Says, throw back out to smoke him a gun, let me see his Albert dine. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frank and the judge walked out on the stand, they walked out side by side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie said, I'm laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lie. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, a girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
Fever, and it won't let me sleep.
was about three row clown before he would let me be. I wish somebody would come and drive my fever away. I wish somebody come and drive my fever away. This fever I'm having sure is in my way. This fever I'm having sure is hard on a man. This fever I'm having sure is hard on a man. They don't allow my lover come and shake my hand. I wonder what's the matter with you people. Sure it's hard on a man. I wanna know what's the matter. How come the fever hard on a man? Doctor said ain't the fever that your lover has another man. Doctor, get your fever gauge and put it under my tongue. Doctor, get your fever gauge and put it under my tongue. Doctor says all you need, your lover in your arm. I want my lover, come and drive my fever away. I want my lover, come and drive my fever away. Doctor said she'd do me more good in a day, and he would in all of his days.
Mississippi blues band Booker White, recorded in March of 1940. A number called High Fever Blues. His inspiration for this tune was he watched a girlfriend of his, Mary Johnson, die of jaundice, and that inspired him to write the tune. Others since conjectured the song's about sexual desire, but apparently it was not. And before we heard Booker White, we heard Mississippi John Hurt from the late 1920s doing his take on the old ballad Frankie and Johnny. Next here on KRVS, also in the John Hurt style, which, of course, his finger picking was just really, really incredible. We're going to hear Scott Ainsley echo one of John Hurt's tune from his disc, You Better Lie Down. Here is Scott Ainsley with John Hurt's Payday.
I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. If
if I can, if I can. I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. Well, the hounds are on my track. Got a knapsack on my back. I'm gonna make it to my shanty for day.
Candy Kane from her disc Guitared and Feathered, We're Long Ago and Far Away. We heard Scott Ainsley before hearing Candy Kane. Scott from his disc You Better Lie Down. He did a very nice rendition of the old John Hurt tune, Payday. Music next from John Lee Hooker here on the Blues Box on KRVS. We're going to let the Hook give us a few of his trade secrets from the early 1960s.
I hear the chords here. I want to show you. A whole lot of people ask me where I originated my beat from. But I heard from way back, a long time ago. Now I'm just starting out in the music world. Professional. But I was born with this here, though. I just discovered there's a big thing going. This is the year of 1953. I'm just getting started. Let me show you something on them about this chord here. Hold your hand right there and work your thumb, kind of beat like. It's not, ain't no a lot of chords to it, but just a big beat. And I sound just like a whole band. Are you digging? And dig my feet. You can do it if you try. Yes, yes, with a big soul. Now you're cooking with gas. Yes, the pot's on now. Oh, you're working now. This old tune my stepfather taught me. I was around 13 years old. He said, son, get this beat. You'll have something here. And believe me, boy, I dug it. And I got it. At 49, I got my start. And I click. Tremendous big hit I had. Boy, I got it. Now here it is, 1953. I'm writing this tune here. I'm teaching the blues to this cat. Yeah, now you're cooking. Make that old fiddle talk, boy. It's just a beat. These fancy chords don't mean nothing if you ain't got that beat. Throw the fancy chords away and just get this slow beat.
John Lee Hooker, Teaching the Blues. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. There's a lot of good music coming your way throughout the rest of the day and the evening and all through the weekend. Coming up in a few minutes will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. Comes on air at 7 p.m. and at 9 p.m. Check out the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine, and at 10 p.m. do stay tuned for James Van Way and Out on the Fringe. This program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by people like you. Many of you out there keep us on air with your annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for that. Those of you who may not be members of public radio and supporters of public radio, we hope that you'll consider membership and supporting us. You can do so securely online at krvs.org. We also, of course, stream live audio from that URL, and we broadcast on air at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Again, we thank you for your support, and do stay tuned. Lots of good music coming your way in just a few minutes from American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. To move us on up to that point in time, we're going to venture back a number of years and listen to Memphis Slim on piano and Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar doing a number called Back Alley. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
This is Gwen Tompkins. On Music Inside Out, what people say isn't half as interesting as how they say it.
You gotta have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in.
Well put. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on KRVS.
And it's wrapped around your toe.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.